training Ukrainians. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Pentagon says U.S. troops will train Ukrainian forces on howitzer artillery systems shipped to their country as part of a recent aid package as Russia steps up its attacks.
Russia is moving ahead with its second major phase of this war right now. Defense officials say 78 battalion tactical groups are spread across the Donbas region. That means up to 62,000 Russian troops on the ground right now. And in the nearly leveled coastal city of Mariupol, a brutal standoff between Ukrainian Marines and the Russians is growing more desperate. Russia has retreated from the urban capital city of Kyiv back into the familiar ground of the Donbas. The Pentagon estimates Moscow has lost a quarter of its power, including killed or injured soldiers and military equipment.
Fox's Matt Finn is in Lviv, Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has spoken with his Chinese counterpart for the first time since becoming Pentagon chief more than a year ago. The conversation broke a communications impasse that American officials saw as increasingly dangerous amid concerns that Beijing might provide military support for Russia's war in Ukraine. Although a federal judge overturned the CDC's mask mandate for public transportation on Monday, the mandate could still come back.
For now, travelers are enjoying their newfound ability to choose whether to wear a mask, but it might not be a choice for much longer if the DOJ appeals and is successful in reinstating the mask mandate. Here's what the DOJ has said on that topic so far. If CDC concludes that a mandatory order remains necessary for the public's health after the assessment, which the CDC is supposed to have done by May 3rd, the Department of Justice will appeal the district court's decision.
Fox's Grady Trimble at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is considering a delay in ending a COVID policy that limited migration.
President Biden considering delaying the repeal of Title 42, even as his administration continues to defend the move. Jen Psaki making it clear the Trump-era policy was never a permanent solution, but rather a stopgap measure aimed at curbing illegal immigration during the pandemic. So lifting it would just be a return to the previous standard.
Title 42 is not an immigration policy. That's the point. It's a public health authority that Congress has given the CDC authority to make a determination about. They made the determination.
But Republican governors of border states say lifting Title 42 would open the floodgates at our southern border.
Fox's Marion Rafferty. Winds kicked up a towering wall of flames in rural northern Arizona, tearing through two dozen structures and forcing the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Elsewhere in Arizona, firefighters battled a wildfire in a sparsely populated area of national forest south of Prescott. Netflix is looking at ways to build up customers after a major loss of subscribers in the first quarter.
Netflix is testing ways to reduce password sharing, and it could be adding a new, cheaper service with commercials. The streaming service is looking at ways to boost its subscriber base. Netflix ended the recent quarter with 200,000 fewer subscribers and expects to lose 2 million more in the current quarter. Shutting down its service in Russia resulted in the loss of 700,000 subscribers. It's looking at a lower-priced ad-supported version of Netflix to compete with similar services from Disney Plus, Hulu, and others. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Walt Disney World has lifted the last of its mask requirements, which means it's optional to wear a face covering at any Florida Disney location. The company is still recommending those not fully vaccinated to mask up indoors and on enclosed transportation. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.